This is Crosstalk, the Curtis and Paula show. Ray Cruz and MCF Mortgage. Ray believes that integrity is the cornerstone of his business, and helping you achieve your home financing goals is his business. Located in the heart of Bethesda, Maryland, contact Ray P. Cruz today to get started. Your home mortgage or refinance options await. Call 301-761-2278 or visit raypcruz.com. Ray P. Cruz, mortgages intelligently.
You know, there are few relationships more solid than the bond between a man and his barber. For years, I've gotten my cut with Gene the Barber. Gene has been cutting my hair for more than 20 years. Call him directly at 240-687-7253 and make an appointment. Gene the Barber, 240-687-7253.
Good evening, everyone. Yes? We're back again.
Yes, we are back again. Welcome to Crosstalk, the Curtis and Paula show. I am Curtis.
And I am Paula.
This is episode 41. So yowzers. We're in our 40s now.
We're approaching my age.
We are in our 40s now. Are we going to have like a mid-podcast crisis because we're in our 40s now?
We should buy ourselves a present.
Like a Camaro?
A Camaro? Okay.
Someone put a Camaro on Facebook today. I guess they're one of my friends, and they said, price reduced, and it's like $62,000 for like a 2018 Camaro. There's no price that they could put on there that would make me want to buy it.
I saw on Facebook Marketplace or something, somebody had like a 72 or 73 Nova. It was, and when I say the shell, I roughly mean the shell.
Were there any wheels with it, Paula?
I'll have to find it. It was, I don't know, like $4,000 or something.
I was going to ask.
Yeah. It was way overpriced for the rust bucket that was.
Well, you know what? My father, Gail, always said it's worth whatever someone's willing to pay
and
for.
And that's
it.
What somebody said. Somebody said it's worth
something to somebody,
something,
right?
Yeah. So I looked at it, I was like, oh my God.
Well, this is Crosstalk, the Curtis and Paula show.
Yeah.
Once again, I'm Curtis.
And Paula.
All right, if you want to catch us on social media, it's at Curtis and Paula on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. That's Curtis with a
K.
You can email us, curtisandpaula@gmail.com. That's Curtis.
With a K.
Our website is www.curtisandpaula.com. That's still Curtis.
With a K.
Listen to our other podcasts, Conversations with Curtis, Ticket CO with Turner and O'Neill, The Midnight Truck Stop, and 911 Radio. All of these podcasts are podcasts that you can find on Buzzsprout and on iHeartRadio, on Spotify, on Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, TuneIn, Alexa, whatever you want to listen on. You're listening now, so that probably works for you. Keep on listening. Spread the word. We want to get more listeners. So welcome to episode 41. We had some snow this week, Paula.
We did. It was awesome. Not necessarily because I like snow, but because it presented two snow days.
You got two snow days out.
I did.
You might get another one.
I think so. And Adam, we were driving home today. He said, do you think we're going to get snow tomorrow? Like school off? I said, or day off? I said, I think so.
You think that's going
to
happen?
I mean, we're supposed to get 2 to 4.
Right.
And so, yeah.
It's supposed to start right at the right time.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think one of the things that we should talk about is 95, what happened in Virginia.
So for those who don't know, we're in the Washington, D.C. area. If you don't pay attention to Washington, D.C. area news, and welcome from all over the world, wherever you listen, we had a snowstorm that caught some people by surprise, but the forecasters knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And about a 50-mile stretch of our interstate highway system, the main interstate highway system that goes all the way from Maine to Florida.
It's a big stretch.
And it's an important part of how we move people around the Washington, D.C. area.
Sure.
Was shut down for 24 hours or so. And people were literally stuck in their cars on the highway. No food, no nothing for 24 hours because we're talking about a sheet of ice and emergency crews and tow trucks and salvage wreckers and all that could not get to people the way they needed to. Paula, take it from here.
And then what they were also saying is it's a part of 95 that is a slight incline. So not only were they dealing with ice, they were dealing with having to go on an incline.
Okay.
So that posed a problem. But as a mom, of course, I was thinking, can you imagine being stuck in a car with a newborn or a toddler? You know, all of these things, you know, I mean, not to And also, if like those kids are sick or, you know, teething, you know, all these things, I feel bad. You know, I mean, right. Hungry. I mean, of course you have little snacks, but you don't have 24 hours of snacks. Or if you have formula, you have, you know, maybe a bottle or two of formula mix. You don't have bottles and bottles typically, unless you just came from Target or wherever.
If you're on a trip anyway.
Right. But you are not typically prepared for getting stranded in your vehicle. In your car. Right. But I did read that a bakery, I want to say it wasn't Schmitz. I don't know, something. There was their truck was stuck on the side of the road or stuck in the traffic. And one of the people that was stuck in the traffic as well called the company and said, you know what, your truck is here. Is there any way, the customer service, and called and said, hey, your vehicle is here. Is there any way that we can get some of the whatever's on the truck? And the customer service called back and said, yes, open up the truck. And there was 300 loaves of bread and all this stuff. And they started to distribute it to the vehicle or the cars along the way.
So I heard that story.
Did you?
I think there's a bullet point we should add. She maybe emailed or called the company.
Yeah.
The company called her back. And she went up to the driver and said, your office is on my phone right now.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that part.
I guess, let's say Luke was the driver. And let's say that Brian was the one on the phone. And Brian said, hey, Luke, open this truck up and let's get these people some food.
That's awesome.
I know it was Old Time Bread.
Yes, yes,
well,
yes.
I don't know if that's the name of the company because, you know, there could be a food distribution company that represents many different brands.
That's a type. I want to say it's Schmidt, but I could be wrong.
Oh, yeah, it could very well could be. I think the company was out of Towson or Baltimore and they opened up that truck and gave some bread to the people.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
But
let them eat bread.
Let them eat bread. I mean, it's something.
Right? I just got your text. By the way, with the photos.
And then we had that gentleman on the news that said that people shouldn't have been on the road or something like that.
So you have the outgoing governor of Virginia.
Thank you.
Who said he's sick and tired of people wondering what happened to VDOT. That's Virginia Department of Transportation. And said, you know, what about blah, 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 this, that, and the other. And he said, what I want to know is, did people not heed the warning? Where did they have to go that was so important that they got caught out in this? And I'm just not so sure that, you know what, I have something else I got to tell you that I meant to tell you, but we'll talk about it on the show. He wanted to know where the people had to go that was so important, or did they miss the news flash that they should not be on the road? And we just didn't think that was a good idea to say, hey, you get what you deserve for being on the road. I mean, yeah, you might think it.
Of course.
You know, if we see someone speed by us on the highway and they get in an accident, we hope they're not hurt. But quietly, we're saying, you get what you deserve.
Right.
We're not going to go over to him or her and say, that's what you get and keep on going, right?
Right. And I mean, you know, that's, I mean, like victim shaming, right? I mean, right, it's right, just not right. A good idea. And I mean, I don't know if it was a surprise storm. I think what the surprise was how bad it was. I don't know. And I thought I heard something about why they didn't prepare the roads or something too. But needless to say, I don't know if those were good words for him to say.
You don't think so?
No, I think it was pretty, I think it was in poor taste.
So I'm going to read this story to you because I won't do it justice. And I feel like the drama of the story needs to be brought out from what I'm going to read.
Okay.
Because I don't think I can do it.
I'm excited.
All right. Wizards broadcaster Glenn Consor apologizes for a remark on Kevin Porter Jr.'s father.
Okay.
Washington Wizards broadcaster Glenn Consor issued an apology Thursday for his remark about the father of Houston Rockets guard Kevin Porter Jr. during Wednesday night's game, saying it was a case of mistaken identity. He says, I want to sincerely apologize to Kevin Porter Jr. and clarify last night's call. So, well, I'll just read this. Porter's full name is Brian Kevin Porter Jr.
Okay.
His father, Brian Kevin Porter Sr., pleaded guilty to first-degree manslaughter in the shooting death of a 14-year-old girl in 1993. He was killed in a 2004 shooting in Seattle, per the USA Today. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Porter Sr. used to play for the Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
So this announcer thought it was Kevin Porter Sr. from The Wizard's son, not Brian Kevin Porter Sr.'s son. So it was an appropriate remark, but he had mistaken identity. The Wizard says Kevin Porter Jr., like his dad, pulled that trigger at the right time because he made a last second shot. In the confines of sports, makes sense. But he didn't realize this was the wrong Kevin Porter, and Kevin Porter's father was convicted of manslaughter and got shot. So he says, I can't believe this was actually said. I'll let you, well, you know what? Hold on. I'll play it right on here. Yeah, so that's kind of bad, right? Mistaken identity. Let me pair this thing up and talk to the people for a second.
I mean,
right.
Sometimes you say bad things or like say things to the wrong people at the wrong time. Yeah.
Yeah, he.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. Uh-oh, it won't play now. Oh, man. Well, just so you know, he said that and that happened and that sucks for this guy, huh?
I mean, the stars couldn't have aligned in a bad way.
What a well-designed play. And you got to give credit. Kevin Porter Jr., like his dad, pulled that trigger right at the right time.
Oh!
Yeah, so that's what happened. And of course, this Kevin Porter Jr., his father did pull a trigger. It, I guess it was manslaughter. And what found his death by gun as well. But there was a Kevin Porter who played for the Wizards or the Bullets back in the day. There's another play on words. The team used to be called Bullets. We're talking about shooting.
Oh my God. Like, and now that you know the backstory, like
when you couldn't give that backstory like they could.
Right when you hear him say it, you're like cringing knowing he's about to say it. Oh God, like that can't be any worse.
But it's an innocent mistake.
I mean, yeah, but oh Lord.
You know, that's like if I know another Penny Savage and say her father, it's like that movie, Matchmaker, Will Smith, Eva Mendez.
Yeah.
Remember that scene?
Yeah.
And her great uncle is the butcher. Yes. He thought it was a trade. No, because he killed a bunch of people.
Yes.
And
he's like, starts freaking out.
And he said, I saw that going differently in my mind.
Yes. He was just trying to be romantic and
so
sweet.
You got to give credit for, I mean, that's, you know, in sports talk, that's a great line. That's a great way to call it. Pull the trigger at the right time, but not when his dad's a murderer.
I mean, but what were the chances? I mean, seriously.
With the same name.
Right.
Not really, but his name is Kevin Porter. His name is like Wesley, you know, Kevin Porter Jr.
Right. I mean.
Oh, my goodness. And I think that's a legit. And see, this is one of those things where our society is so ahead of themselves and can't get out of their own way. I don't believe this will happen, but someone out there says he needs to be fired for that. It's an innocent mistake. This cancel culture thing where he made a mistake.
Yeah.
It wasn't a malicious mistake. It wasn't that he went out there, knew who his father was, and thought he was making a joke, and it was a bad joke.
Right. I'm sure nobody feels worse than he does.
Right, right. And I don't know this guy, Glenn Consor. I've heard him call some Wizards games, and he'll probably apologize on the air next time he's on the air, you know? Anyway, how's everyone's first week of the new year? Happy New Year, Paula.
Happy New Year, Curtis.
We can still say with Happy New Year until the 9th, right? Or something like that, right?
I don't know what the set date was.
Well, your rule for episode 40.
It got so lost in the past. What day are we on?
What, in the last week?
Yeah.
It got lost.
So much has happened since.
Well, we hope your new year is doing well. I had a dental procedure yesterday, so my mouth hurts a little bit. Paula made sure that I had the right amoxicillin and pain meds and all that. And we're going to make it through that. And tomorrow, let's give a shout out. We are going to Corey's Kitchen. They are a food truck that you'll find in different areas.
Buddy.
If you know Corey like I do, he'll text you and tell you where the food truck is going to be. And then we go there. So I'm getting me some curry chicken, some rice and peas. And my man said they will have macaroni and cheese on the truck. I didn't tell you?
No. Are they going to have Rasta pasta?
They always have Rasta pasta.
Oh, do they?
I texted him and I said, are you going to have macaroni and cheese today? He said, yep. Like, my man, or tomorrow. So we're going to go over there. Diane wants something. We're going to get something from mom. The kids want something. And if Chrissy wants something, she will get tightened up too. Corey's Kitchen. Just look them up on Instagram. They are straight legit.
They're so good.
So happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Back to work, back to school, Paula?
Yeah.
How are the students doing after a winter break?
Well, our class sizes are smaller, but they're good. I mean, they're punchy, but they're good. They're good.
Punchy, but good.
Punchy, but good. You know, I was talking to one of my kids today, and we were talking about, oh, 5 o'clock. You know, if they have to go back to virtual, and so many of the kids are like, you know, we don't want to be virtual. We like being in person. We like, you know, some of my kids, they're like, we just can't learn the same way.
Right. Okay. And some kids have a tougher time doing it over a computer. They need, as you say, manipulatives. They need a, I'm going to say a dry erase board, but it's a Promethean board.
Right.
They need to hear your voice one-on-one instead of over a computer.
Yeah. And, you know, I just think about also for me as an adult, when I have to learn from a computer, I'm just so sidetracked and so distracted.
Well, there's other things there. It's up to you to be disciplined to do it, but life is happening around you.
Right. And that's from a 40-something-year-old. Imagine being in a 12, 13, 14-year-old body trying to stay focused.
Well, that's absolutely correct. It is Corey's Kitchen JM on Instagram, just for the record. And they put pictures up of the food. Oh, my goodness.
I know. I'm hungry now.
You know what? They got a professional photographer up on there because these photos are out of sight.
Because they just posted the other day, and it looks so good.
Right? New menu coming soon, it says.
Oh, no.
5 days ago. I know what they were.
What?
Where they were. They were at our New Year's Eve, like father, like daughter party.
They were.
They were there the entire time. I got to say thanks to people like Jaina and Keith. They were at our New Year's Eve, like father, like daughter party. Ron Perrell was there. Katie was there. Stephanie was there. Dara, Sierra, and Aiden were there. And I'm sending shout outs to all these people, too. So shout out to Ron and Joan. Shout out to Katie. Shout out to Lily, Rosie, Steve, Carolina, Shawnee, Emily, and Anna. Merry Christmas. A Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year. And thanks for showing up to the Like Father, Like Daughter New Year's Eve virtual blast off reggae blicky.
What about Dan Gorman?
Dan Gorman is the star of all the parties that I've done virtually. They are awesome, or he is awesome. And he had his whole crew.
Yeah.
His wife was there. They were pouring drinks. They were having a good old time. But Night Train was there too.
He was.
Night Train was there the whole time.
It's always good to see him.
You know who was there the whole time? Vanessa.
Yeah, she was.
And my girl, Andrea. And the girls were there along with Joey. Joey was driving in the car from work watching the joint.
Yeah.
Well, probably listening, not watching. That's
it was
dangerous.
So fun to see the little girls.
Yeah, they were spinning around and everything. Oh. That was pretty good. And in case I missed them, Dara, Sierra, and Aiden.
Yeah.
Want to say what's up to y'all. Getting back into that swim season thing. So we want to see some of your meets on YouTube. We get to watch those. Those are fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks to everyone who came out to Like Father, Like Daughter, our New Year's Eve extravaganza.
Ooh.
Dun, 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 dun. Well, it was a New Year's Eve. I mean, you know, we got to tell them it's the, let's try it again. The New Year's Eve extravaganza. Sweaty. No, I'm not going to do it.
You know what? The little girls twirling around, that's what they need after it.
A wand. Okay.
Yep.
All right. We're going to do it like that then. Next time, we'll see if we can get them going with the sound effects. So it snowed, it rained, it was a sheet of ice, it was all things winter.
Right.
And guess who showed up? Like they always do.
Faithfully.
The post office.
Bob.
Bob the mailman.
Bob the mailman.
What you got to say about Bob the mailman?
There are a few jobs in this world that I know I cannot do.
I'm not driving an explosives truck. Anything, I'm not driving Robert's oxygen. I'm not driving a gas truck. I'm not driving one of them explosives trucks. One of them things is a hazmat with the 472-11, whatever the code is with the flame on the back and a little triangle blicky. Nope. What are you not going to do?
You didn't mention the fireworks truck.
Explosives? That's explosive.
No. I'm not doing trash truck.
You're not doing a trash truck?
Nope.
Why not?
Because inevitably there's going to be 4th of July on a Saturday.
Okay.
Or wait,
trash day is on a Monday, on a Friday,
right?
And you had a
a barbecue, you know what? Crab feast.
Make it worse. You had a crab feast on Friday night. Ugh. That's a full week,
and it was the hottest week on record. And you have a baby that has diarrhea,
and all that trash is up in that trash can.
Oh, I'm just trash thinking about it. My stomach is twirling right now.
Has to toss up into the back of that truck.
Oh, God.
So you're not driving a trash truck. Okay.
No. All right. I'm not doing that.
It's a good thing Department of Public Works ain't banging down your door, huh?
Thankfully. And I'm not strong enough. Those guys with those big trash cans up.
Some of them guys smaller than me, huh, Paula?
Yeah, I don't know how they do that. I don't know. The other thing that comes to mind certainly is being a postal person.
Carry mail in the street.
In the street.
You can work behind the counter.
Oh, yeah, I could do that.
Sort mail up in the facility.
I can sell stamps like the best of them.
You good to go like that?
Oh, 100%.
You can do inventory on the mail trucks.
I can.
Because you're only outside for a few minutes.
In the P.O. boxes, I can sort.
Stuff them bad boys all day?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
What about the parcels?
Parcels? Oh, yeah.
You going to punch in the thing, put the little thing, you'll even give them some tape?
I can scan.
You can scan them bad boys, can't you?
I am a great scanner.
All right, so let's take the job outside.
Nope.
Can I finish?
Sure.
All right. You can get a route and work a neighborhood.
Nope.
What about my nephew? My nephew has it good.
He does.
He has two high-rise apartments where he's the mail carrier, and all he does is stuff those boxes all day. Last I heard. I'd like to do that.
I could do that.
What if you have to cover somebody's route, though?
Nope.
It's all hills.
Nope.
Why?
Because, number one, not everybody does what they should do when it comes to, like, shoveling.
So you ain't trying to walk up someone's walkway and bust your tail?
No.
Okay.
Dogs,
okay.
Not only shoveling, but then de-icing, putting down rock salt.
Okay.
Rain, snow, sleet, hail.
Okay.
And when it's dark at 4:30 in winter, how many times do we see Bob with a headlamp on?
Why are you joning on Bob?
I'm not joning. I give him mad props. And in the summer, it's 9,762 degrees. How many shirts does he go through in a day?
I don't know, Paula.
This poor guy, he's amazing. You all need to tip and give your mail people, like, gifts.
We have to ask him again. We probably said it on the show. He says how many miles he walks. Do you remember the number?
No, it's like something outrageous. It's
right.
15, 18
damn
miles.
Damn near a marathon, huh?
Like, it's... And I don't know how all mail people aren't, like thin rails,
right?
Like in the summer, how do you nourish yourself and like replenish yourself enough?
Gatorade.
You have to.
Gatorade and granola bars, some good protein, some peanut butter, and some grilled chicken or something. Bananas, something that gives you instant energy.
I couldn't do it. So yeah, so
you wouldn't be a mail carrier.
No, there's
but you're
no
selling
way.
Stamps though. You can do that behind the counter.
Oh yeah, I could be Miss Blair at Ms. Blair. Our post office.
That's our girl, Miss Blair, isn't it?
She can rock it.
She stay giving me a hard time.
Well, you give her a hard time too.
Well, that's the way it works then.
I know, it's a perfect
she
relationship.
She gives it and she gets it.
There you
that's
go.
That's the way it goes. Me and Miss Blair.
Yeah, but Bob, our mailman, and he's been doing it for how many years?
Oh, he's like a few years beyond the other guy I was talking to. Maybe 28.
Yeah,
well, as long as Steve has been here, I think.
People become lifers.
Yeah, well, he's on the old system, the civil service system. Yeah, he's in on the old system, so he's good.
I mean, and good for him. I mean, and here's the other thing we didn't talk about.
Okay, Paula, what's the other thing?
When your hands get cold.
Mm-hmm. You still got to sort the mail?
You have to sort the mail. Your hands are not nimble anymore.
Well, he probably has those wrestling gloves. With your fingers cut out, those weightlifting gloves. So some of his hand can stay warm.
But your fingertips are what you need.
Okay, well,
I don't know.
I do not know what to tell you, girlfriend.
What about when it's cold and wet?
I don't know. I'm not a mail carrier.
Oh, my God.
Talk to Bob. Let's get him on the podcast.
Oh.
Let's get Bob on the podcast.
That's so funny. Okay.
So the weather's bad.
Sorry.
And you're worried about Bob walking through
the bad
weather.
I'm very worried about him.
Wouldn't be you.
No, what about pneumonia?
What about the trifling-ass people who don't wipe the snow off their car?
And drive around with like 6, 8, 12 inches on top of their vehicle?
We've seen it at least 3 or 4 times this week.
Yeah.
Folks, here's your public service announcement. Don't be trifling and leave the snow on your... I know people with cars, not SUVs, vans, or trucks. I'm taller than the car. They're taller than the car.
It's like a Honda Civic.
But they'll wipe off just a little bit of windshield they need to see out of. and they won't wipe the snow off the top of their car. That is trifling. Now, if you're one of those people, make no mistake, I am talking about you. If you listen to the show and you're one of those people, you are not safe from my criticism on this either. You are trifling. Clean off your... I have, besides Steve, I own the largest truck on this street. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah.
Me and my man Pablo. He got the Suburban XL down the street, or the Yukon XL.
Yeah.
I've got the Expedition EL sitting up here. It's a tall truck.
Oh, yeah. It's huge.
Yet we get up there, mm-hmm. and we clean all the snow off the roof rack.
Yep.
All the snow off the hood.
Sure do.
All the snow off the body and the glass and everything.
Yeah.
I don't want to drive down the street and stuff fly off my car and it hits someone.
No.
Stop being trifling and clean all your car off.
Yeah.
We took a picture of someone the other day. I was dying for that person to wonder what we were doing. We're taking a picture of your trifling self not cleaning off your car. You know what else you should do? When your mama lives a few blocks away like my mama does, go to her house, clean her car off, and shovel her out too.
Yeah.
And we shovel the full complement of the walkway and driveway.
Yeah.
Don't just do part of it because... So we shoveled on both sides of my mom's car. So whether she pulls in the space or backs in the space, it is clear when she steps her feet on the ground when she's walking to and from the car.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are smart. We put both cars in the driveway and on the grass.
Yeah.
We keep our cars out of the street. So Mr. or Mrs. Plow person, and I say Mr. or Mrs. because the plow we saw was a Mrs.
She was.
Can come down in front of our house and clear all that snow. If your car is there, they can't clear the snow where your car is.
That's true.
So we put them both in the driveway, clean the street.
Yeah.
I purposely park my car in the driveway because it takes up most of the driveway. That's less shoveling we have to do because the footprint of my car blocks out the snow.
Yeah.
Call it lazy. Call it smart. I don't know. But shovel, and don't shovel just one little narrow. We shovel from grass to grass all of our walkway.
Yeah. I mean, why not? I mean, it's just two passes. One going and one coming.
And then we shovel a little bit into the street because there's no need to have a great walkway when the curb and the street are packed with snow and ice, and get out there early because if you wait till the sun goes down or it's dark, it becomes ice and harder to shovel and you can't see. But I digress because I've seen people do that.
Right. And, you know, here... It's a lot different than growing up in Buffalo. I mean, when you're growing up in Buffalo, you have to be on it consistently throughout the day.
Like three or four times.
Oh, yeah.
Day, right?
Yeah, yeah. So you can't just wait for the snow to stop if you're going to get 3 feet of snow.
Because it might not stop for a day and a half.
Right. So you need to, it's an all-day process. I mean.
You got to get out there, get your clothes all
wet. If you don't like it, move.
Don't be in Buffalo.
Right.
Don't be in Schenectady.
So one of my friends posted, she lives like in an apartment complex. So it should be an unwritten rule that if you clear the parking space, then it's yours for the duration of the storm.
Here's that that parking space debate. A man, I used to live in a townhome community, Penny Dog, me and Night Train.
Uh-huh.
My man across the street would shovel his joint out and put a cone in front of it.
She said, trying to figure out ways to block my newly cleaned space. So it's like, what do you do? It just stinks.
Right.
I mean, you're stuck.
But it's a common area.
I know.
Anyone can have it, but you know what? The and Katie might have something to say about this.
Yeah.
They might have a sign parking where she is. I don't know, but it should be common courtesy. If I shovel out this space, that's going to be the space I should be coming back to.
Yeah. I mean, it's just fair, but...
You know, we didn't tell the people one time.
Uh-huh.
We were going to get an estimate on a fence or something.
Uh-huh.
Whatever we were going to... Maybe windows, whatever. And... One of the companies we called said, well, is there a parking space clear in front of your house for me to park? Because we're not going to park, so we're going to have to walk all the way down. You know what? Never mind. You don't have to come by and give us an estimate.
That you're demanding.
You're demanding that I have a parking space for you? Now, if you know Curtis and Paula, we're going to have, it's going to be shoveled.
Right.
You ain't got to worry about that. But due to the fact that you said, You mandated that there be a parking space for you. You can kiss all my hind parts, all of them, because now I don't want to do business with you. Never mind. I don't need your $7,000 fence.
Right.
Was it fence? I'm trying to think of what we got. The
windows.
It was before. It was that long ago.
I don't know. I mean, what have we done? Windows, rugs, carpet.
It might have been floors. Yeah. Might have been floors when we were looking for floors, which we did not go with anyone else. We went with my man Sean Orm.
Yep.
Because they put some great, this Armstrong floors.
Yep.
Waterproof floors.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something else. 2-3 years later, when one of the pieces was a little bit wonky, he came out and made sure that they took care of it free of charge.
Yep.
And you know what else? He didn't have the flooring in stock. The company doesn't make that lot anymore, but he had to go back and trace it down and find them, you know, wherever there was a random box of it somewhere so he could send it and get that job done. Thank you, Sean Orm. You can find him through my Facebook if you want floors. They are out in Crofton. Mm-hmm. They travel. Sean Orm is the man when it comes to flooring.
Yep.
He absolutely is. We had a plumbing problem. So the plumbing problem has been taken care of.
Yes.
But now there's a drywall issue and reframing up the bathroom or doing whatever and drywall and blah, 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 and green board and baseboards and shoe molding and chair rails and all that stuff. Right, Paula?
Of course. And so when we found the water problem, it's when you turn on the shower, the pipe in the back of the wall looked like a fountain.
A spring, yeah, if you will. Look like little kids in the summertime. They run through a little spray thing in the street, right?
Yeah, we're not just talking about a trickle.
Look like a little spray thing, like fun time for the kids. Splash park style.
Yeah, okay. We're talking about a lot of water.
All right, a lot of water. All right, a lot of water.
A lot of water.
A lot of money down here, Wall Street.
And who knows how long it was going on for.
Make a lot of noise. Hold on, noise.
I mean, and so.
Anybody doing nothing? Jingling. My name's Jingling. Go ahead, nice and supple like a lady. What did I tell you about pitching woo on the job? Anybody doing that?
Causing a lot of problems. I don't know.
Okay.
So.
We got that fixed.
The pipe got fixed.
Right. My man, Jorge.
Yeah.
Took care of that. Yep. Jorge's an underspoken gentleman. Nice guy. What?
Not Jorge.
Hector. Jaime. Hector. You got his number in your phone.
No. Why would I have his number in my phone?
Well, you called. You had to talk to him, didn't you?
Oh, he was the owner of the company.
Oh, you talked to the owner of the company, not the gentleman who came by.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, my bad.
Well, they took care of it.
Yeah.
In a timely fashion. Mm-hmm. He's very knowledgeable, explained a lot of things to us. That's great.
He was very nice.
He had to tear up the wall to do it, and that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, so now we've moved on to the...
Cleanup.
I can never say it.
Repair.
What kind of...
Drywall.
Thank you. I was going to say green board or something, which that's a, sort of a wall piece as well, but the drywall. But in the meantime, the guy was going to do the drywall and the green board and the baseboards and all that stuff. And he's going to take off the toilet and take off the pedestal sink, do a wall, put it back, blah, 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 2x4s. He can't do it until next week.
Yeah.
The water problem's been fixed. We just got a big ass hole in our wall right now.
Yeah.
So we want to put the washer back.
Mm-hmm.
The washer and dryer, so you can wash clothes before they do the job, because the washroom might be out of commission for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
All right. We had to go get some hoses because you said, you know what? These are old washing machine hoses. The gas line is old. Let's just go ahead and replace those.
Sure, why not?
Pick up the conversation from there, Paula.
So we go up to the store or the place where we've bought different appliances in the past. The great place. We just bought a dishwasher from there.
Yeah, we did.
Last week.
Yeah, so last that dishwasher's working fine, just fine.
So last episode.
Hell, hold on. How a pair of pants fit you, fit me.
How many movies can we go through in one episode?
It's like the sign says.
One size fit all.
Hey, any more Bob the Mailman, any more mail come? I know when the mail be done messed with.
Could be not. Anyways.
Paula, where's my green sock? This one got a hole in it. All right, so anyway, you go up to the spigoty.
The spigoty. And I'm talking to the guy, and he said, oh, is there anything I can help you with? I said, I'm just here because I need to grab, I need some water lines, and I need a new gas line. And he said, oh, you know, they're right over here. I said, well, I was just going to look, just for the heck of it, at a stackable washer and dryer because, you know, hey, we're redoing whatever.
Right. So in the washroom, we might want to get more space. We're thinking stackable washer and dryer probably won't work out because the capacities are not nearly what we're used to.
I think it's possible, though. But anyways.
Well, let's see.
Anyways, so he said, oh, you know, they're over here. So we go take a look at them, and we got to talking, and he's like, oh, yeah, you know, I remember you and your husband. And he said, oh, aren't you a teacher? And I'm like, wow, you have a really good memory.
You see a handful of people today.
Yeah.
We haven't been here probably in a couple months.
No.
Right?
And, I mean, he remembered that mom wanted a refrigerator, or that we were shopping for mom for a refrigerator.
Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, but that was how long ago?
I'm trying to think. When did we get that fridge for her?
Was it for Mother's Day?
I would say at least 6 months ago. At least 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the last time we would have shopped for something there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So, I mean, we're talking about ages. I mean, a long time ago. And so he gets me the water lines or the water pipes or whatever they are and the gas line. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, here you go. Happy New Year's. Merry Christmas. And I'm like, what? He's like, oh, no, go ahead. Take it. You know, don't worry about it.
So look, the one thing I don't like about this world is that someone out there listening is saying, well, he just did wrong on their inventory. And now that's going to come out of someone's pocket. And the next people who pay for it. Blah. Okay. Look, guys, this is not that kind of podcast where we critique everything and this, that, and the other, and blah, blah, blah. Well, oh, Kevin Hart is wrong because he said this, or Dave Chappelle is wrong because he said this. It's comedy. Chill the blank out.
Heck.
All right? Chill the blank out, okay? He gave her the hoses and the gas line for free. She accepted it. That's that. Right?
Yeah.
All right. So, we feel like, or I felt like, hey, let's buy him lunch.
Yeah.
Let's buy them lunch. So we ordered a couple pizzas, some sodas, and we sent it up there. We drove it up there for, I said, look, I texted him because when we were looking for a fridge, the number was in the, you know, my phone. Him and I had texted, right?
Yep.
And so he said, there's five of us working today. He said, but certainly you don't have to bring lunch or anything like that. I said, nope, that's what we're going to do. So we took a couple pizzas up there and, you know, we made sure that we take care of my man, right?
Right.
Right. I'm not going to say where he's from, but he sent me a couple of fridges. Now, May 12th, so it was around Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, May 12th is when he sent pictures of the
fridges. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so one good deed deserves another. And don't be that trifling person who says, well, he gave him to me for free. I ain't got to do nothing for him. Well, you know, it's just goodwill. That's all. Just do something nice for somebody.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking. Not to be mistaken with, we were in that parking lot a few days earlier having some lunch, and we saw some shoplifters get busted. Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when it comes for you?
Oh, that's another movie.
That's no nay. Whatever they say. We saw them get pulled up. Well, some kids or some younger folks came out of a store, went to a car. The cops were chilling in the parking lot. Was it a box drill? Boxed them in, didn't
he?
Boxed them in, arrested them bad boys. But it took like 40 minutes for the arrest to take place.
Yeah, I don't. That was interesting.
Definitely was interesting.
Yeah. So.
Anyway, so I have this dental procedure.
Yeah.
And we're coming home from the dentist.
Yeah, we are.
Separate cars. Quite often, you make the appointment so that it's at the end of your school day. So if I have to go, you can meet me there.
Yeah.
If the dental procedure is not super invasive, maybe we get something to eat.
Yeah, sure.
But if it's something that, you know, I don't like necessarily doing, you'll be right there.
Right. Right? And it's right around the corner from my job.
Okay. Cool. We go there. It's a longer than normal procedure, but we leave. I'm able to drive because they didn't put me under or anything like that.
Right.
We're driving home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm following you. And then the pain in my mouth is getting greater. You didn't know this. That's why I went around you and I said, let me lead, because I want her to understand by the way I'm driving, I'm trying to get home.
Oh, okay.
So I get in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Spotify premium plan. Listening to my Spotify, minding my business.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, we didn't realize how you have to sign in and assign those accounts. So if I'm listening to Spotify and you and Adam go listen to it, it cuts my Spotify off. I end up hearing what y'all hearing.
Right.
What the heck are these fools doing? Anyway, we got that straight. Minding my business.
Yep.
Driving my car.
Yep.
Got a little T-Pain or a little Flo Rida or a little Kenneth Babyface Edmonds rocking on the radio.
Okay.
I can see it on the screen.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, your mama's calling me.
Is she?
I'm trying to talk to her. She don't hear me back. Go back to my music. I see fire and I see rain. Ron Perrell, you know that song, Fire and Rain. It's James Taylor and Babyface remade it. Da, 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 da. Mind my business. Your mother calls again. Okay, try to pick up the phone. But it seems like she's in the middle of a sentence, like she's talking to someone else when I pick up the phone.
Really?
Diane, hello, can you hear me? Diane, hello? I end the call again. Go back to my music. Come on and ride on a fantastic voyage. Not your boy Coolio, but Lakeside or the bar case.
Okay.
Diane's calling again. What the hell? Hello? Diane, can you hear me? Boom. Can y'all guess by now what happened? My music's cutting in and out. Diane's coming in and out. This one sitting across from me in the studio is talking to her mother on her Bluetooth off her phone, and because my phone connects to her car and my car, and her phone connects to my car and her car, and we're right behind each other, her phone can't decide which Bluetooth it wants to connect to. So it's connecting some, and I imagine a couple times you were able to pick back up the conversation because I put transfer back to vehicle or transfer to phone.
And I wasn't even on Bluetooth. I was plugged in.
Well, but you were talking to your mom through the car, right?
Yeah.
When you're plugged in, you're talking to the car, you're automatically on Bluetooth or whatever it is. Sync or whatever it is.
And then we were talking, fine. And then all of a sudden it went to the other, like instead of it saying like AirPlay, blah, 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 speaker, iPhone, you saw M, blah, 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 you.
Okay, yeah.
It shows that one.
My car's identity.
And I'm like, yeah.
And you know what? It had to be Bluetooth because sync plus our other car wouldn't match up. It has to be Bluetooth because that's, how do you call it, universal language.
Right, so how did it override it?
Heck if I know. It's trying to pick up both.
So, yeah.
So we had that debacle.
Yeah.
And then I called Diane and said, Diane, do you keep calling me? She's like, who is this? Because I guess she knows that your call kept getting messed up. So that's me. And then I'm trying to do something and it interrupts again. I'm like, Paula, please stay off your phone until we get home.
Yes.
And that's the way that went.
So that was kind of funny though.
Oh.
I mean, it was frustrating.
Yeah, that it's trying to pick up both vehicles at the same time.
Very frustrating.
But you got your free hoses and gas line.
I did. You know, we have a new listener.
Who's our new listener?
The dentist lady.
Uh-oh. Tanya. Tanya, what's up? We got to say what's up. I'm sending a shout out to Tanya and the Wheaton High School class of I don't know what year that she graduated. But Tanya, you are cool. You are my favorite. And I'll say it. And I know the people at the dental office, listen to this, Tanya is my favorite. The lady who used to work there, not as much. I liked her. I liked everybody there. But Tanya is cool peoples. She lets me pitch a fit. She lets me know how much it costs. And we get ready, but you do have a copay of X amount of dollars. She lets you know that. She gonna collect the bag. Tanya's good for collecting the money. She gonna get the money. But Tanya's my girl. Tanya gave me like a Spanish watchtower. Didn't she?
Stop.
She did. She gave me the watchtower, the Jesus
She's
book.
She's funny.
The Jesus book, but it's in Spanish. Felicidades.
She did.
But that's Tanya, our girl. Tanya, you cool people. You are cool people. I'm glad you are a new listener. Tell Dr. Tran to stop hurting me so much.
Dr. Tran is funny.
He is, but he be hitting me with that needle. He's like, I'm not doing nothing. I'm like, all right, Dr. Tran, you're just doing a cleaning, right? Whatever you want. You the boss.
Where's Dr. Tran from?
Vietnam.
He's funny, dude.
Dr. Tran be going on them Disney cruises, too.
He does.
He stay going on it. He said his son's friends come over. He got to buy like 3-4 Big Macs because they eat so much. And his son ain't, it's not like his son is a big youngin'.
No.
He's not a big
youngin'. I think he towers over Dr. Tran now.
I think he's probably taller than him.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Dr. Tran, y'all do some good work over there in Silver Spring. If y'all need a dentist, come see us because Dr. Tran is the real deal. And look, I'm not setting an appointment unless Tanya can be there with me. That's my new rule.
Okay.
Tanya's got to be there with me. She's a loyal listener. Rosie, you better watch out. Tanya's a loyal listener.
Uh-oh.
But Rosie gives us feedback. Tanya gave us feedback. Katie gives us feedback. My man Ron Perel gives us feedback.
Dara
hasn't given us feedback in a week
or
two.
Ooh, you're in trouble.
She hasn't given us feedback in a week or two. I'm just saying. I'm just letting you know. I'm just putting it out there. You know
what
I'm saying? I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there, Dara. I need some feedback from you. Aiden, can I get some feedback, please? You got my number. Aiden, just text me.
Some feedback,
brother.
What's
up, babe?
So on our snow day the other day, Our power went out.
Our power went out, and you know what we did? We luckily at your mom's house, which is right across the street.
Yeah,
we have a gas fireplace, so we all huddled back here, whatever, back here in the studio, cleared off the studio equipment, We had a game day.
We did. It was fun.
It was a lot of fun. Thanks to the Hecker family for introducing us to that game that we played. If anyone wants a great family game that you can play, you don't even need the board game. You don't need to spend any money or anything. We played for 2 or 3 hours.
At least.
And had a bunch of fun. And I got the scores right here. I think your team won some. My team won some.
Yeah.
We had a bunch of fun. It was me, Chrissy, and Adam versus the three generations of ladies. Then it was me, Diane, and Chelsea. So we mixed up the teams.
Yeah.
So everybody got a chance to win, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. I told Erica Poole today that she was a name.
In more than one.
Yes.
More than one game.
So that was funny.
That was funny. But this has been good. Episode 41.
It has.
All right, $20. School or no school tomorrow?
No school.
All right. I'm not betting you because I agree. We're on the same side on this one.
Oh.
Ron Perel, what say you, my man? We're going to wait for COVID to die down, the pandemic to die down, and we got to get it together. Now, remember, Ron, you and I could podcast remotely. We can make a virtual studio, and I can bring you into the studio virtually, Ron.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I mean, we can do that. Or if you want to wait, I'm just trying to get to dinner with Ron and Joan. Because I know Ron knows how to pick the good spots.
Oh, yeah.
Ron knows how to pick the good spots.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Ron, I am so jealous of Turks and Caicos where y'all were.
Oh.
His resort. Like, I don't even know if I told. I don't think I said this story on the podcast. Ron, if I didn't say it, I'm saying it now. If I did say it, you're hearing it for the second time. I went to look up your resort, and I realized that my pockets
weren't deep
can't
enough.
Go on vacation like your pockets can go on vacation, Ron. I'm looking at this spot. I'm like, okay, I'm going to take the family. Let's go for 5 nights. You know, forget the weekend. We're going on 5 nights. It's like $700-$800 a night. Ron, what kind of money are you spending on your honeymoon, brother? I'm glad you had a great one. I know you want to get back. And Ron, I've seen some of your posts from being in the gym and getting back at it. And Ron plays the flute, and he'd be rocking that flute. Joan got it for him for Christmas 2019, I think.
That's so sweet.
Got him the flute. Anyway, we've enjoyed this. This has been fun.
Fun for everyone.
And we will see you soon on episode 42. Give us some feedback. Let us know what you think. Tanya, you got to give us some feedback. Write CurtisandPaula@gmail.com. That's Curtis.
With a K.
Because we want to hear from you. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes episode 41. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
This is Crosstalk, the Curtis and Paula Show. Ray Cruz and MCF Mortgage. Ray believes that integrity is the cornerstone of his business, and helping you achieve your home financing goals is his business. Located in the heart of Bethesda, Maryland, contact Ray P. Cruz today to get started. Your home mortgage or refinance options await. Call 301-761-2278 or visit raypcruz.com. Ray P. Cruz, mortgages intelligently.
You know, there are few relationships more solid than the bond between a man and his barber. For years, I've gotten my cut with Gene the Barber. Gene has been cutting my hair for more than 20 years. Call him directly at 240-687-7253 and make an appointment. Gene the Barber, 240-687-7253.